Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Just get your Bibles for me, please. God is good. We're going to stretch our hands from the... Turn with me to the book of Ephesians. Chapter 3. And we will read together. Verses 14 through 21. Are you going through anything? Are you needing deliverance from God for something? You just got to stretch your hand. Let us read together the word of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. And I'll be reading from the King James Version. And as we read in unison, the word of the Lord reads, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, without end. Amen." Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now to say thank you for your word. We've read it, Lord. Now explain it to us. Teach it to us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us internalize it so that we can hide it in our hearts, that we might not sin against you. God, now use me by way of the Holy Spirit to anoint these lips with clay, that I may speak a word under the anointing and the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Because you are God who is able. Because all we have to do is cry out to you and stretch our hands to you. You are faithful and just to deliver us. And now, O God, we listen. We expect to hear a word from you. In Jesus' name, let the church say, amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. I just want to teach a little bit this morning. There are times when we wonder, where is there are times when we wonder if we are all alone. There are times when we cry out and we don't know what to do. There are times when we just recall certain scriptures. And one that I recall to my mind is Psalm 30. Because when we're going through sometimes in our darkest hours, We call upon the Lord and we go to Psalm 30 and verse 5, and it says, "For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is light. Weeping may endure for a night." Just a night, just a night, just a season. But joy cometh in the morning. How many of us are ready for our morning? How many of us have been tied down and caught up in things that we can't even imagine or don't understand, nor can we even begin to comprehend, and we begin to doubt who is God? Where is God? How can he leave me in such a place of despair? Has he forgotten about me? I'm here to tell you, he hasn't. He hasn't. It may look like he has. It may feel like he has. But it all depends on your God. Verse 20 of Ephesians chapter 3, "Now unto him that is able." My question to you today is, who is your him? He says, "Now unto him that is able." Who is him? Who is him in your life? I want to tell you that him should be God. Now, we throw that term God around very loosely these days. Everybody talks about God and God, but then who is your God? We just finished a study on the Ten Commandments, and there can be a lot of things in your life that is your him. And your him, if he's not the God of the Bible, is not able. And so if you stretch your hands to that him, you will be let down. Who is your him? Is him your God? Is your God your job? Is your God your work? Is your God your car? Is your God your spouse? Who is him? Well, I'm admonishing you today to let the him be the God of the Bible. Because the God of the Bible will never leave you, never forsake you, and he will never fail. So when a question becomes, who is God? God does not even in all of Scripture attempt to prove that he is. He doesn't try to prove his existence. He just merely states, "In the beginning, God." He declared he was always there. He said, he went so to even state that over in Psalm 14, "A fool has said in his heart, there is no God." He doesn't take a whole lot of time to try to prove that he is who he say he is. All the Bible does is reveal who he is. By way of Scripture, the God of the Bible says, "The heavens declare my glory." So when you look around and you wonder, who is God? It is the God who created the heavens and the earth. It is the God who needs nobody else. It is Jehovah who is self-existing, self-sufficient, who needs nothing or nobody. That is God. And the Bible says, "Now unto that God, he is able." Do you know that God? See, a lot of times we wonder why God isn't moving. Sometimes the question becomes, we've grown up in church. We've been around holy people all our lives. We've been involved in the church in some way or some sort, praise and singing in the choir and Bible study. But the question becomes, do I really have a relationship with him? Do I really have a relationship with the God who is able
Because when we realize that we have a relationship with the God who is able, we can begin to put our fears to rest. Where am I going with this today? We may have a lot going on. We may be caught up in a lot of things. We may not be able to see our way through. But the scripture this morning says, now unto him, the God of the Bible, who is able to do, not only just do, but he's able to blow your mind. How do I get to that point? See, when we look at the scripture, we have to understand there are some things that are going on. In verse 14 of Ephesians chapter 3, it says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord. For this cause. What's your cause? What's your need from God right now? What is your cause that would allow you to bow down and get on your knees and stretch out your hands and call unto him like you need him, like you want him to move right now in your life? See, the writer here says, for this cause, the cause at this particular time was the need for salvation and the expansion of what was going on in the kingdom. Church was building out, and so here the writer is saying, for this cause that salvation can continue, that this thing can expand, I bow my knees. You want God to move in your life? Go down on bended knees. Go down on bended knees. See, you have to have prayer here for a specific cause. He's going down on his knees. What is he saying? I'm going down on my knees because I can't do it. I need your help, Lord. I'm totally depending on you to move this situation, to release me from this, to show yourself mighty that you will be glorified in all the earth. Who is he praying to? Remember, I asked you, who was to him? He says, I'm praying to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's praying to Abba Daddy. He's praying to God, the God of the Bible. Praying to God, he knows that he will answer prayer. A lot of times we forget that, but God will answer prayer. Why? He is able, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. You can't do it alone. You got to have God on the inside. You see, we like to say, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to what the power that worketh on the inside of you. In times of struggle, in times of hardness, we must have the inner man strengthened by the Spirit of God. Because if we don't have the inner man strengthened, we won't be able to hold on. We'd want to give up. But in times of crisis, even when we don't know what to pray for, if the Holy Spirit resides on the inside of you and you realize I can do nothing without God but go down on my knees, the Holy Spirit will pray for you. The Holy Spirit will make intercession for you. The Holy Spirit will strengthen you, because there are some times when I don't feel like praying. And there are some times when I have situations going on in my life. I don't know how I'm going to make it through, and I don't want to pray. But if I just submit and fall down on my knees and say, Lord, I don't know what to pray for. I don't know how to pray. I just throw my hands up and say, Holy Spirit, take control. And the Spirit of God will begin to pray on your behalf. Then you will find out the power of prayer. See, the scripture deals with understanding that we have a God who is able, but in order to get that powerful connection, we must go down on our knees and pray, and pray for a specific purpose. What is that cause? What is that thing that you want God to do in your life right now? What is that thing that is beyond your comprehension? Doesn't look like it would even happen, nor could it be done. What is it? God is saying, for that cause, fall on your knees, let the Holy Spirit take control, and I guarantee you, I will do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. You don't understand that, but I'm reminded over in the book of Acts, chapter 12, a man by the name of Peter. He was apprehended, and he was going to be put to death. He didn't fear. He didn't fret. Chapter 12 of Acts, verse 5. Start at 4. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Here we have Peter in jail and put there by Herod. Herod put him in a very precarious situation. Locked him up with four quaternions of soldiers. That's basically four squads of four people. So here you have this one man being guarded by 16. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing unto the church, unto God, for him. How many of you ever been into a conversation with people, and they always say this, this, and this, and this, and this, but? Well, I'm going to, no, not this, this, and this, and this, but how about, but? But that but negates everything that you just said. That but takes off the table everything that you have said. And that's why I like but in this circumstance. Because now we're going to see a God who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison but prayer. Somebody say but prayer. See, your situation is going this way. Your situation is going this way. It may seem to be out of control, but prayer. You may not be where you want to be. Things may not be going the way you want them to go. The house may not be right. Children may not be right. Grades not may be right in school, but pray. But prayer was made without ceasing for the church of God, unto God, for him. The church prayed. The church prayed. As Peter was chained to two guards, and two stood outside the door, what's chaining you down right now? What's got you chained down with two guards on the outside? What's got you chained down so that you can't move, and two guards on the outside that you can't even get through the door? What I'm saying is, it doesn't matter what it is, you understand the call, just go ahead and pray. Because I want you to understand what happened. They prayed for him. The church prayed, and because they prayed, get this, Peter was asleep with two people chained to him. He was sleeping in bondage. He didn't even care. He understood that he had a God who was able. He was asleep, and the angel of the Lord came, smote him on the side, woke him up. It's time to go. It's time to get out of your situation. You see, the angel woke him up and said, it's time to go, because now you're going to witness the God who is able to do something exceeding. Well, if I had been Peter laying there, I'm saying, what in the world? What's going on? I'm saying, uh-oh, the chains fell off. The doors of the prison opened. They walked right past the two that were guarding the door. Somebody say, that's a guard right there. And because now his chains were broken. He was woken up. He walked past. What's chaining you down? What's guarding you? If you make prayer, your chains will fall off and you'll walk through the door which God has opened that people are guarding, trying to keep you out. I'm telling you, we serve a God who is able to do exceeding. All we have to do is to fall on our knees and pray. What's your situation that's holding you back? What's your situation that has you chained? All I'm telling you is now unto him who is your him. If he's the God of the Bible, he is able because he's all-powerful, all-knowing, and he is able. And all you have to do is trust in him. There may be 50 people ahead of you. I don't care. My God is able. They may say you can't make it. I don't care. My God is able. They may say you won't make it out of high school. I don't care. My God is able. That's where we have to get to a point to where we understand that our God, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of distress, he is able because he's all powerful. What are you trusting God for? What are you waiting on? All you got to do is pray. The chains will come off. How many of you need your situation to be shaken up and moved around? Oh, y'all don't hear me. Turn with me to the book of Acts. Chapter 16, I'm showing you a God who is able. All you have to do is have him on the inside and have some power. And if your power is low, if your battery is getting a little low, all you got to do is connect with the Holy Spirit of God and supercharge your battery. Oh, he's better than an interstate battery. He never runs out of power. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. Remember I said, weeping may endure for a night. I told you, you just got to trust and believe in God. Because weeping may endure for a night. Sometimes things happen at night. There are a lot of things that go on at night. Critters come out in the yard at night. Oh, they used to have a song that said the freaks used to come out at night. You never understand what's going to happen during the nighttime. The criminals come out at night. People are even afraid to go in the streets after dark because things come out at night. But I'm so glad that I have a God who sits out. He doesn't need light because he is the light and he knows what's outside. What's going on in your nighttime? What has you locked up inside the house, scared to go outside at night? Oh, but see, if you're scared to go outside, you need a little light. You need your situation and your foundation shaken up. I'm reminded of Paul and Silas. See, they were locked up in jail, and midnight came, 2400 hours, right? Oh, but see, there's something about midnight, because it's nighttime, but at the same time, it becomes morning time. Y'all ain't get that. But y'all ain't get it. But see, there's something about midnight. It's late and it's dark, but you're on the brink of your breakthrough because you have a God who is able. You see, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, but not only did they pray, they prayed. How many of you right now willing to jump up and down and say, God, I thank you, and I don't even have it right now? How many of you willing to jump up and praise him right now and say, God, I claim it. I may not see it. Things may be done awry, but I'm going to praise you in advance. I'm going to praise you right now while I have a chance. I'm going to praise you while I can stand up and dance. I'm going to praise you with all my strength. I'm going to praise you right now like never before because I know that you are able. You see, they didn't worry about their situation. They didn't worry about how bad it looked and how bad it was being locked up in prison. What does the scripture say? It don't matter how bad it looks right now. It doesn't make a difference how bad it seems right now. You have a God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all. And I'm going to explain that to you in a little while. Oh, you see, y'all don't get it. Y'all don't get it. We worry too much, and we worry a lot about nothing. Because if we understand that Him is able to do exceeding, what does that mean? He is able to surpass, to go beyond any request, to overcome and do anything. The Scripture says, with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. Abundantly, what does that mean? To overflow. Oh, to overflow and to do more than enough. How many of you need more than enough? It's all right sometimes to have enough, but don't you want more than enough? Because sometimes with more than enough, you can share with somebody else. Sometimes with more than enough, you can show the blessings of God and the favor of God to somebody else. Oh, my cup runneth over. How many of us want more than enough? And then I like this, not only abundantly, but above. Oh, my goodness. To go over and beyond, surpassing any need. You may just need God to pay your bill. But He says, because you stretched out to me, because you prayed for me, I'm not just going to pay this bill. I'll take care of this bill for a year and a half, right now up front. But not only will I take care of that bill, I'm going to put something else in your hand. I'm going to put something else in your pocket because you prayed to me. You trusted in me. And I'm going to show you that I'm a God who's more than enough. All that we ask. You can't ask enough because you don't know enough to ask. You have a finite brain trying to relate to an infinite God. But all you got to do is be like Paul and Silas in prison at midnight. It may be midnight in your situation. Your friends may be laughing at you. Your teammates may be wondering what's going on. Your husband or your wife may doubt you. Your friends may toss you to the side. But that's okay. Say, it's midnight and I'm going to sing anyhow. It's midnight and I'm going to praise anyhow. It's midnight and I'm going to sing my song in the shower. I'm going to sing my song in the bathroom. I'm going to sing my song in the bedroom. I'm going to give God praise. Why? Because I just got finished praying. And now I'm going to get up and praise. And suddenly there was an earthquake. See, an earthquake is just a shifting. The top of the plates in the ground just move. How many of you need the ground underneath you to move? To knock some things down. To knock some people out of the way. How many of you need your foundation to move? I'm telling you, just pray and pray. What happened? And then suddenly, there was a great earthquake. Didn't just say earthquake. You put an adjective, I do believe, on the front of it and say, great earthquake. And that means sometimes you need something big to happen. You need something big to move the ground, to shatter, to move things out of the way. So there was a great earthquake so that the foundation. Sometimes we need foundations shaken. When you destroy a foundation, the whole house may fall. You get cracks in the wall. Everything goes awry. Some of us need the foundation of those strongholds to be broken. The foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open. People may have locks on the doors trying to keep you out. But I have a God who says that doors that He opens, no man can close. Oh, my God, doors that He closes, no man can open. So you need a door open. He's going to cause a great earthquake. He's going to shatter the foundation. That means the door's going to shift. The locks are going to break. You're going to walk out of your prison like Peter. As you stand to your feet, I just want to tell you now that God is more than enough. He's all that you need and more. Now unto Him that is able, that situation that you're going through, that trial, that test, don't you worry about it. Don't you fret. Don't give up. You may be in chains, but God. You may be in chains, but praise. You may be in bondage, but prayer will move God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power. My question is, how much power do you have? How much power do you have? If you need more Holy Ghost power, you can come on up to the altar. If you need more power in your life, just come on up to the altar. See, that's what it is, the power. See, Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Do you know what type of power raised Jesus from the dead? That's some Holy Ghost filled power. That's dunamis, dynamite. That stuff will blow up some things. It'll blow up your situation. It'll blow up some things. That God can rebuild, that God can lay another foundation, that God can correct some things, that God can move some things and some people. Just stretch your hands for him. Just tell him, thank you. Oh, my God. He is able. He's moving right now by his spirit. He's moving right now by his anointing. Trust him. That thing is going to move. That thing is going to change. It's already done. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we trust you right now. We believe in your word. We hold fast to your word because you are God alone. You're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. We're trusting in you to keep your word. You promised some things to us years ago. You prophesied some things to us years ago. Now, God, we are asking for it right now. We're asking for it right now, not just for us, so that we can show the world that you are able, that you can get the glory. Everyone that's up here right now, God, let your anointing fall upon them right now. If they need more of your spirit, give it to them right now. Increase their spirit. Give them more anointing, more power. You said, not by might, nor by power. Oh, not by might, nor by strength, but my power, says the Lord. Give them your power, your strength, your anointing to do your will right now, God. Right now, God, we thank you. Right now, God. Right now, God. Oh, Jesus, right now. There's nothing impossible. There's nothing too hard for you right now. God, we have our hands lifted up. We're praising you with our lips. We're giving you thanks in advance because we know it's done. Oh, I hear the Spirit saying, for that person who doesn't believe right now, like the man says, Father, Lord Jesus, help my unbelief. If you have some unbelief, ask God to help you right now. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God, we say thank you. We say thank you right now. Oh, God, you are our God. You are our God. The God who created heaven. The God who created earth. The God who looks upon your children. The God who cares for us. You are our shepherd. We're looking for blessings. We're looking for miracles. But we're not just looking. We're expecting right now. Right now, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.